This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It is 16 minutes past five here on Joy 94.9 in the back seat with Simon and Michael. And Simon, we have a very special guest in this afternoon in the back seat. Well, we're celebrating a year on air.
We do, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Yes. We have got the man behind, well, the man who's in charge of being nasty to the other people, the director of Sweet Charity, Dean Bryant. Hello, Dean.
Hello, how are you today?
Good, good. Now, Dean, you are in Melbourne because you are making a bit of a theatre production.
Yes, that's correct.
What does the director actually like? What does the director actually do? Like, we know what the other people do; they sing and dance and stuff. But what do you really do?
Well, I mean, do you want me to be funny or do you want me to be truthful?
Oh, look, you could be funnily truthful.
Okay, I'll try truthfully funny. How about that? basically, you're like the captain of the ship. You kind of pull all the elements together, kind of get a cohesive point of view for the whole thing. It pretty much always springs from the director's point of view, even though sometimes they're brought on second, as I was on Miriam Margolyes' play at MTC last year. But nonetheless, it's still you that's supposed to be responsible for getting all these disparate elements to come together into one actual thing.
How long have you been doing this captaining of things?
I've been captaining the various theatrical ships since, I started directing when I was 18 at Melbourne University, so wow. 20 years.
Wow. That's a
Hang
long
on,
time.
I'm just doing the math.
Yeah.
You don't look a day over 30.
Oh, look
Hang
at
on.
Oh, it's all happening in the backseat.
Oh, he's already started flirting, for goodness
No,
sakes.
I'm being serious.
No,
yeah.
38 as
wow,
of Saturday.
Okay. Oh, congratulations. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
So you've earned your stripes by the sound of it anyway.
I have, 20 years, but wow. Not the wrinkles by the sounds of you.
Yeah, he's in that mood. over the last 20 years, what sort of shows have you been directing? Like, is there a particular type that you like?
Well, obviously I've done more musicals than plays, so I like that kind of thing. I like all sorts. I did Next to Normal at Melbourne Theatre Company a few years ago, which was about a bipolar mother who attempts suicide. So that wasn't one of the cheerier musicals.
No. What sort of music would you put to that?
You wouldn't
have a Kylie Minogue number wedged in the middle of that, would you?
Unless Kylie was in that artistic phase again. Yeah. We all remember that 6 months.
That's been wiped from the Joy playlist.
Yes, no, yeah. It was very guitar, rock guitar oriented, right. And a couple of violins.
Oh, violin.
But apart from that, you know, I'm also doing Anything Goes for Opera Australia in a few months, so that's clearly the opposite way of a musical going. That's tap dancing.
I played Anything Goes, I played trombone Anything Goes in our school production nigh on 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years ago.
Right.
You know, that was a long
counting process.
Well, it was, wasn't it?
I don't like to remember how long it's been since high school.
Neither do we, so next time just remember that number.
But it changes every year.
Obviously.
It's really hard.
Increases.
It's really hard. Now, look, you've been travelling with this particular show, for like a little while now with two different places. You've been to Sydney, you've been
to Canberra. Absolutely. We were all talking about that before.
How was Canberra?
Canberra was hot, temperature-wise, and a little bit hotter after the show started there. On opening night, we were told like the Canberrian audiences were going to they love theatre. And then, of course, our show opens with eight incredibly sexy women wearing no clothes, bumping and grinding at the audience. And I'm not sure they knew what to make of that show. So we didn't quite get the cheers. We kind of got a lot of shock and
wow.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when I was in Vegas and I went and saw the show Peep Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the exact same thing. And I thought, whoa, okay, this is very different to what I expected. So,
and yet it was called Peep Show.
Yeah, true.
We don't have Simon here because of his intelligence.
With something like Sweet Charity, we see an amazing performance, but how much work goes into pre-production?
Sure. Well, the production was built a year ago in Sydney, even though I actually live in Collins Street. I'm a Melbourne boy.
Yeah.
And before we started rehearsals, we did 3 weeks of rehearsals, I actually kind of worked on it for about 3 or 4 months in terms of who would I going to cast, what would the design be, some restructuring of the show, heavily working with our musical director and arranger, Andrew Warboys, to reconfigure what was originally written for 20 pieces and lots of brass for 5 rock instruments and some sampling.
Wow.
And just kind of freshening what the story could be so that if you walked in now as a 2015 audience member, you'd go, oh, this show could have been written last year, as opposed to, oh, God, the olden days.
And is that more of a challenge for you recreating something that was old to something that's new, or creating something from scratch?
Creating something from scratch is definitely harder. As a writer of musicals, one that I wrote called Once We Lived Here was 7 years in development. So coming up with everything from scratch is considerably harder, but, you know, it has its own challenges. Mm. One of which is, of course, to give the audience something they're not expecting, but also give them exactly what they're expecting, because people love this show, as they do all the classics. That's why they're classics, and they expect to see a bit of what they're expecting.
True, yeah.
We're going to talk about just what we should be expecting from Sweet Charity after a bit of years and years. It's Years and Years with the Zaya here in the back seat on Joy 94.9. Simon and Michael here driving you home until 7 o'clock. And with us is the director, the captain of Sweet Charity, Dean Bright. Now, Sweet Charity is opening this week.
That's right, in Melbourne. Starts performances Wednesday, opens officially Thursday.
Now, if someone doesn't know the story of Sweet Charity, how would you summarise it in a number of words?
Sure. It's about a girl who works in a dance hall where men pay to dance with them, i.e. prostitute. I know, shocking. Imagine that.
Where was that mute button? Wow.
Sound effects even.
You're a bit lax on that mute button.
Sorry.
She's desperate to get out of her circumstances. She meets a movie star, she meets a neurotic guy, they fall in love, and, well, that's the end of the story. But essentially, it's more known for its hit songs like Big Spender, Rhythm of Life, There's Got to Be Something Better Than This, and If My Friends Could See Me Now.
Hey Big Spender is one of your favourite songs, isn't it, Simon? It's very much your
sort of... Oh, it's on high rotation in my car. Yes, it is.
Very much one... Well, I think it's your jam. It talks to you, that song, doesn't it?
It does, your philosophy.
Yeah. It does, yeah. It speaks words.
It does. Mm. And it
does sound like a story that's loosely based on the life of Paris Hilton, but I know that it's written well before then.
Well before. Yeah. Paris would not get a shot.
How old is this?
Sure. It was story? It was done in the 60s by Bob Fosse for his wife, Gwen Verdon, on Broadway, and then made into a movie with Shirley MacLaine. Wow. But it's actually based on an Italian movie by Federico Fellini called Knights of Cabiria, which won the Academy Award. There's a tie-in for today for Best Foreign Film about 8 years before that.
Wow.
And she really was a prostitute in the Italian movie, but when they went to Broadway, they moved it like one notch above, but our production's dragging it back into the Hookerville again.
So is it something that you're approached to, I suppose, revamp and put your own spin on this production? Or
yeah, absolutely. It was the first production for a year-old theatre company now in Sydney called the Hayes Theatre Company, named after Nancy Hayes, who was Australia's first charity in the 60s as well. And so they named the theatre after her and then decided to program Sweet Charity as their first production to honour her. And then I got brought on board after that.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Nice. Wow. Now, what sort of names are in the cast?
Sure. Our lead is Verity Hunt-Ballard, who most people know better as Mary Poppins all around Australia.
Oh, wow.
I know. She's definitely not wearing the frillies in this. She's not really wearing anything
not
in
much,
this.
The frilly underwear, if anything.
Yeah.
So she won her second Heltman Award for Best Actress in a Musical for Sweet Charity last year.
Wow.
And she's matched by Martin Cruz, the incredibly handsome Australian actor who spent most of his career in the West End.
Wow. We like handsome.
Handsome's good. I like handsome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to say no to handsome. Don't be silly. Come on, people. Now, look, it opens on the 25th of February, runs on the 8th of March.
Correct.
At the Playhouse Theatre at the Arts Centre, Melbourne.
Yes.
And it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful show.
It's a pretty exciting experience. It's quite dark, but it's kind of really electric. It's probably unlike anything you've seen before.
Oh. We'll close the drawer at 6 o'clock on the knocker. So when you hear the news theme, you're done.
It sounds like there's a few knockers in this production, doesn't there?
Mm-hmm. 16.
Excellent. Good tie-in.
16 knockers.
Oh, hello.
Hello. For more information, people can go to artscentremelbourne.com.au. Dean Bryant, thank you for jumping in our back seat with us today.
It's very comfortable back here.
Oh, look, you're welcome to stay. We're going to be having some news headlines up next, Simon.
We will.
Right here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.